Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Everything you ever wanted.
And we're rolling for the secret show.
Wait, is he here?
Yeah, he's here. He's going to sit down over here with us.
Oh, he's going to sit with you in there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me hear how he sounds on that mic.
Oh, he sounds good.
I am talking.
It does sound good. I need a little bit more volume out of that room, though, I would say.
Turn us up,
bitch. Not you.
All right. Here's where we can say all the stuff.
Oh, we can just go fucking wild.
Everything. All the stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Let's check those program buses, bruh.
All right, let's really get into Kanye now. Let's drop all.
It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Leave all that in.
Okay.
That's just good fucking times right there. Our special guest today is Mo Mandel. Mo is a longtime friend of the show. He reminded me earlier that he was actually from here, and that was how we got to know him. Mm-hmm. And I really always thought, he was like a touring comedian that we met. When he would come through town. But no, he's from here. He knows Matt Nathanson from Jury Duty.
That'd be so great if Matt heard what we were talking about on the show and was like, I kind of remember that loser comedian from 2000.
Matt listens.
2006. Yeah, I think it was,
06, he's not going to remember that. Maybe, though. People get called for Jury Duty. You know.
He's not a waste case.
No. Mm-mm.
He's a dad.
Yeah.
Takes care of his business. He might remember.
How have I avoided being called in for jury duty since then?
That's, I don't know.
Kind of stay on the move, buddy.
You keep running? You keep running from the law?
So.
I know someone who told me this is actually what a grown adult said to me about jury duty. Yeah, you throw that away the second you see it. I'm like, wait, what? What? She goes, yeah. You just throw that away. What are you talking about? You actually respond to that? I'm like, you're telling me anytime that shows up in your mailbox, you throw it away? She goes, yeah, my whole life. Like, what?
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, and I told John to do that, and he goes, you can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even,
just throw it away. Vinny says you can throw it away.
No, I don't say that. I'm saying I know someone who says that's how they handle that. I have never done that, and I actually am someone who's not, I don't have fear of authority. I'm not someone.
Whoa,
who
look at this. But it is real badass.
I'm just saying.
Really,
it's
dropping
really
his
strange.
Nuts on the table.
Throw that away?
Well, I said that to my wife too, and she goes, yeah, but then you can't, then you're not registered to vote. I'm like, good, I don't want to do that shit either.
I don't think that's true. I actually don't know if that's
no, when
true.
When you register to vote, that's also how you get on the jury duty list.
Oh.
And that's why I said to my wife, I'm like, well, I don't want to register to vote because then I won't have to go to jury duty. And she's like, but then you won't get to vote. I'm like, who the fuck wants to vote?
Oh, boy.
Don't say that
it's
to
true.
A microphone. Mo.
You know what, Mo?
The words of Mo.
We're going to get a call in 10 years and Mo's going to be like, can you edit out that whole I don't want to vote
I'm
thing?
Running
my daughter's
for governor
really
of Alaska.
Mad at me right now because
he's
of
a
the
comedian.
Way I'm in. Right, he's being jokes, right.
Oh,
everyone wants you to vote as long as you vote for their guy.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know why we say get out there and vote. Like, no, let's vet it first, all right? If you're voting for Kanye,
I want the
don't
idiots
vote.
To vote. I mean, yeah, if you're going to vote for Kanye, please don't. So what were you serious? Do you have some more you want to say about Kanye? That hot mess?
Well, I'm an apologist, as you know. No, of course. I've got nothing else to say about Kanye. I just think it's weird that people are so pathetic in this country. Why do we love celebrities so much?
We just do.
Why is any...
It's gossip. It's like anything. It's being able to talk about someone that you have in common with someone else and get all like, oh, you know what they did, blah, blah, blah. It's like a gossip thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that I would say a lot of women in this world are probably jealous of Kim Kardashian. It's like, imagine why. Imagine if you had a husband who you had four kids with who was spouting just hateful rhetoric and wearing a White Lives Matter shirt. Like, she's really dealing with a lot, that poor woman. I mean, if you take out the rich money, no, if you take out the money, I mean, that's a nightmare scenario. You have four kids with a guy who's just a lunatic.
Yeah, the money makes it all better. I'll always be jealous of Kim Kardashian because she fucked a dude and got famous from the sex tape. And is a billionaire now.
But Sarah, in fairness, have you ever put out any of your own sex tapes? Because maybe you just haven't let yourself even try to win in them.
Good point, Mo.
We made a sex tape.
But did you release it?
No.
Well, then you might as well not have shot it. I think you put it up on YouTube right now, and we finally get some answers.
Okay. Well, I'm like 22 in it, so that's...
Oh, my. That's, you still have it? But
I doubt it. We used to have this tape that we used, the VCR tape... John and I lived in this like shitty apartment. Actually, it wasn't that shitty of an apartment. It was like one of those places. What do they call that? Like you had to be under a certain level of income in order to live in
Section 8?
Low income housing.
Yeah, I guess so. It wasn't like so low that, I mean, it was sort of, I don't know, for like blue collar people, whatever. We lived in this place and it had been heavily used. And, we had a video VCR that we picked up somewhere, and we had a videotape. And so we would tape every day. We would tape Star Trek Next Generation on this tape. And then, but that was the only tape we had. So we took that tape and we used it. We put it into one. Do you remember when video cameras first came out and there was like a camera part and then wires down to like a pack that you had to put the full size videotape into?
Oh, that's
how
it was?
No, I
never had that.
So we would videotape right onto the video, but that was the only videotape we had. So all the times, so we fucked and we filmed the thing. And
we fucked and we filmed.
We watched
the thing.
It one time, and I'm like, oh my God, my ass looks so bad. I can't watch that. So we tape over it, but then it was always like a little piece of it.
A little glitch.
It was like glitches here, uh-huh. Glitches there, because we would tape our show, I was always so paranoid. So then...
beat me up, Scotty, and then there's your ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you guys at least honor the tape by doing it, like having the sex in like a Star Wars sort of theme, or Star Trek theme? Like, did he dress up as Data and you were Uhura?
No. Data, for that, I would have had to be, I don't know, Dr. Crusher or something, right?
Did you at least wear a Klingon mask while you were making it?
No, I didn't.
I've never filmed myself having sex.
Please don't lie.
No, I really haven't. I have a lot of back hair. I feel like that would be I wouldn't want that to show up on. I need certain angles, you know. But it is kind of sad if you think about we might live and die without ever watching ourselves have sex. Like on
I'm
tape.
Fine. Why would that be a problem? People lived and died since the dawn of man.
I just think it's selfish. I've watched so many people have sex on porn, but I've never contributed to the canon.
Oh.
You know, I've never offered my own. You know, to give back a little bit. I guess,
see.
Is what I'm saying.
Give back to yourself at least.
Yeah,
I like watching myself sometimes. I have watched myself
in the mirror.
Yeah, no, I mean like on a tape.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
I haven't done it in a long time, but
you
when I have
like
watched,
watching
I was like,
yourself,
it's like
fuck a girlfriend.
Narcissism, you know, at its finest, right?
Hold on a second.
I have a question.
You
had a ripped body.
Are you telling me you jacked off to yourself fucking your wife?
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, We hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
He didn't say his wife, but he definitely said the other part without saying it. Yeah, he definitely said
this. This is great. I want to hear.
Is it great? Is it great?
What's wrong with it? You're allowed to like whatever you want.
It's actually not.
Answer the question.
The question is yes. The thing is, I'm not looking at myself. I'm looking at.
Oh, you're looking at yourself, but you want to believe.
Here's when it gets.
No,
here's when it gets creepy. Did you ever film yourself jerking off to watching yourself have sex and then jerk off to that? It's like the Ansel Adams of masturbation.
Did you? Fuck no, I didn't. I'm telling you, I'm not into looking at even my own dick, really. I mean, I like performing.
Like you like it. No, you like it.
Maybe I do like my own dick going into somebody else, but you know.
I was boning Christina and I got my phone and I was behind her and I took a picture down of my dick in her and there's her butt and... And then I handed it to her so she could see the view that mm-hmm. I was looking at. Yeah. And she was like, oh, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, I was all, that is super hot. Like, we look good. Like, mm-hmm. we look like legit
porn stars.
And then she just goes, and then I was like, hey, I need, you know, oh, it was on her phone. And I go, hey, I want that picture.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I deleted it. What?
So you would have jerked off to it too, right?
I would have jerked off
to it.
But that was just a picture, and it was more about her butthole than my dick.
That's what I'm saying. It isn't about the everything else, not me.
I mean, sure. That's bullshit.
I mean, it's, there's
the
a part of you that's like...
The of what you're saying was, have you ever watched yourself have sex? Yeah. I liked it.
With your partner, yeah.
No, not with your
it's
partner.
It's the way you just, move, listen, the way you do
it.
Things.
You used to be totally carved up.
Fuck that. How dare you?
You know I'm right.
Was there somebody filming, or what was the camera?
No, the camera's just set up. Just, you know, it's just like, no, that's just okay. Standing up against the wall. It's fine. I don't need a fucking camera guy walking around like zooming in on my asshole.
But you would have said if anybody volunteered.
No, I'm not really a public fucker. You know?
No, if I'm going to do it, I want like the Matrix shot where the camera goes around me.
Thing goes in slow motion.
I want to go for the money shot and she like ducks back like Neo as like slow mo buys her face. You know what I mean? That's.
I can totally picture that, man. That's an art film. They should do pornos like that.
They probably do.
I want to see that VR porn.
Oh, yeah.
Those are probably the porn movies you have to pay for. Yeah. We only get the free stuff.
Seriously.
Yeah, you know, VR porn is, they say that the reason VR is going to happen is because the porn is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's going to be, you remember that?
I've watched it before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Vinny so had this good. Machine.
Really good.
How did you look on it?
Oh, not me. It wasn't me.
Are you sure?
It wasn't me.
Vinny had this machine, Mo. What was it called? The
Oculus. Oculus.
The Auto 2.
Auto Blow 2.
Yeah.
That's what it was
called.
That thing was fucking great.
So, of course, it's like a $150 machine. He gets the thing. He uses it once and then he hucks it because he's like, what am I going to do? Clean this thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you are after you come. You're like,
disgusting.
Oh, yeah. God.
Turn this shit off.
Who would do this? This is awful.
I just didn't know, first of all, like cleaning it, and then where am I going to keep it? And then every time someone comes to visit, I'm going to have to figure out where to hide this fucking thing?
Put it in the safe next to your couch.
Just be sex positive. Put it on the mantle. They'll be jealous.
Well, listen, after the fact, two weeks later, I'm like, boy, I sure wish I had that thing. That felt fucking great.
Damn, man. Threw the garbage out
of
it.
So I assume that VR porn is going to have something like some kind of haptic suit that has like a suck machine on it.
I tell you, the VR porn is so amazing because you're sitting there, right? You're actually jerking off in this case, but if you had that Auto Blow 2, it'd be great.
So you're in the Oculus.
So you can look at this girl, and the tits are right in front of your face. You can look down, you see her vagina in somebody else's dick. You look up at her face, you look around the room, stare at the window, look over there at the bathroom. It's crazy.
You turn to the other side, you see her husband jerking off in the corner. I mean, depending if you're into that kind of thing,
I'm not into that. I don't like
that. What's that called again, Sarah? Cuckold? Cuckold.
Cuckolded.
That sounds amazing. I mean, and if you could combine the VR experience with like a sex robot, you know, which they also have, like,
yeah,
in Amsterdam they have brothels where you go to sex robots.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty
awesome. Amsterdam they have sex robots?
Yeah.
Robots?
Yeah, yeah. There's like certain brothels where you just have sex
Not
with robots.
Not just a real doll. You just, it's a fucking, it yeah, makes the moves and does all the stuff. I hope they clean that thing.
I know.
Jesus.
Is this
yeah.
somebody else just
oh,
used
well,
it?
What about the person? I mean, you've.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, they clean, you also have sex with a prostitute.
I mean,
they
you're,
clean
you're
that
a
thing.
Hooker
they
guy.
Clean
I
that
mean,
thing.
Whatever. So. Like you're,
wow, it just seems like
clearly
you're, some build
you're
up
into
on that.
Living dangerously. Yikes. No offense, Alex.
None taken.
Alex has been to whores before.
A whore. One.
A whore.
One.
It was one whore. I just wanted to try
just
it out.
Just one
yeah.
that he admits to.
Hey, Mo, have you ever fucked a whore?
Absolutely not
what
on the radio.
Right.
No,
you
I,
have, haven't
no,
you?
No, I have not. I have not. I have not. I'm too OCD about that. No, I haven't. I haven't. Why are you looking at me?
He comes up to the window.
I'm too OCD. I'm too OCD. I don't even like, you know, I would have to wear like five COVID masks.
Wait a minute.
Masks.
You've told us some raunchy ass stories about your,
yes,
your
you have.
Comedian touring days.
Yeah, it's yep. all jokes, Vinny.
Sisters,
right? It's all humor.
Sisters and cousins
oh, no.
and English chicks
oh,
who took
no.
advantage
the English
of you.
Chicks. Yep. Those are the ones. That's the story.
I've got a daughter on the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's where this is going. This is all
Christian.
Changed. He's setting us up for the big change.
Listen,
now I get it.
Don't you hate when celebrities like make some
yes.
crappy movies? They go, I wanted to start making films I could watch with my kids. So I started making shitty comedies that I could watch.
This wasn't for the paycheck. It was for my children. Oh,
I it is, you know, I have said some misogynistic jokes over the years, and I do worry that my
what you
and I worry my daughter won't find them funny, you know, because women have such a bad sense
she
of humor.
She won't be able to
okay.
find them. That's the problem, though.
Come on,
that's
let
great.
Me get my punchline in.
That's just great.
I keep looking my dad up. He's not on the internet. What happened? I thought he was famous.
Mommy, he got canceled in 2023.
Mommy, what does canceled mean?
all right, so listen, you got a kid on the way. The wife's yeah. 7 months pregnant. You got the fuck out of there. You go on tour.
I'm going up to Punchline to sell some tickets.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
If you're listening on Thursday, he's got a show tonight. Friday, two shows. Saturday, two shows.
Punchline.
Your wife
yeah.
isn't quitting her job, so she's going back to work, and you're going to be the stay-at-home dad, right?
I mean, that's not, that hasn't, well, no, I remember.
You have a job that will work with that, though, Mo.
Yeah, he's I'm working on some jobs.
Tell Vinny about the thing you were telling us about.
Oh, yeah, I'm working for that show Ridiculousness on MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, no, you can't say, I don't know if you can say that.
Don't say that.
I literally told you that. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the part where I wasn't supposed to say that. All right, well, we can cut that. I didn't say anything. We can leave that
hey,
in,
mark
right?
that.
Mark that.
I'm marking it.
Mark that.
I'm marking it.
Because they didn't get that one
right,
term.
Whatever.
I just got the job. I'm
okay.
That Rob kid,
yeah,
the skateboarder guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's pretty cool, though. It's like this job where I just basically, like, you know, I help them find videos and we, like, you know,
and then you
funny
write
names
some
and, you
things
know,
about
funny
them.
Funny things to say about
right.
them and stuff. So, yeah, it's been cool. It's been cool.
That's awesome.
It was cool
so
right up until
it.
I blew it.
No, I'm doing it right now. I'm technically on the clock right now.
Oh.
It's 24/7.
But I actually am. I'm scrolling through my phone as we're talking. I'm finding videos. So I'm double time.
Do you know that guy? Like, you guys...
I have not. Well, I do like DC Shoes. He invented DC Shoes.
But you don't interact at all.
I haven't met him yet. No, I've only had the job for a few months until Sarah got me fired.
Just leave all the part where I say take that out. In so that at least people know that they missed something.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what I'm
saying?
Take
out the part where I say I'm working technically.
No.
I'm just gonna take this whole part out.
No, just take out that one line.
Just take out the one goddamn line, Mo. Mo, you gotta learn not to tell me stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
God, you can't really blame myself for this.
All right, that's on me. That is on.
That is true. That is true. It is on. Thank you for recognizing.
Anyway, back to Bryn jerking off in front of a camera. That
you know what? I'll change the subject to jerking from jerking off to pregnant. Sex, right?
I love it.
I've learned that there's one position that really works because I'm normally a missionary guy. I like missionary, but the belly is all up in the way, especially now that I've kind of got a belly too. It's like
right.
bumping bellies.
Yeah.
So
the visual is just getting better and better on this.
So doggy's like the way. I mean, I've always liked doggy. But
well,
I
it
think
rocks the baby to sleep.
Well,
so
come on. We don't
you
think
know
about,
it's true.
I don't like to think about the baby when I'm doing it, though.
John was always
but
like,
when you when she's doing doggy with the big belly, you got to be like, hey, don't be leaning on that belly.
Yeah, right? No, no, you got to give him space. Like, she can put her boobs down. Yeah. And what's great is, like, when she puts her boob down on the bed or something, like, you know, they're so big that they spread out on the side, so you get a lot of side boob, too. You know what I'm saying? You got that going on?
Okay. I mean, she hasn't breastfed yet, so there's probably a little less side boob action. You know,
maybe. No, my... lady hasn't breastfed either.
Oh, shit. You're still getting well. Man.
They're the same. They're both 7 months.
I don't know if I we've even done a little about doggy, but I'm worried about the baby with doggy.
You know? So you're saying doggy's not the way.
That's not the way I do it. No.
Oh, interesting.
Because I'm worried that she's gonna like slip on her hands and then she'll fall on the belly. I'm very nervous.
You know what's weird?
I got powerful
about
thrust.
That.
Like a powerful thrust.
Let me ask you a question.
Powerful thrust,
Sarah. Oh, okay. When you do doggy.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah.
And you're on your knees. Do you go down to elbow or do you go to hand?
Interesting.
Both, I would say.
Depends how long he's taking.
Sometimes also we do doggy standing a lot.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
Standing.
Oh, because of the shower?
Yes, but also in the bedroom, it's just fun. Like it kind of everything sort of happens hanging off the bed.
Yeah, hanging off the bed is usually how I do it.
Yeah, but John likes this thing where he's basically laying on me flat, and I do this hip thing that he
laying pushes. On you flat.
He's like I'm laying face down, and he lays on top of me.
So that's prone, right? Prone bone, isn't that a
called? That's called planking.
Well, he just doesn't move much.
And you wiggle from underneath him?
Yeah.
What a trick.
We can get a crazy angle on that.
I've gotten down with that. Yeah. I've gotten down with that game.
I like that one too.
It's fucking exhausting, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Not for the guy.
Yeah, I know.
I've never had that before.
I'm sweating.
That's a lot of work because you have his whole weight on top of you.
His whole weight on me, and I'm doing the thing. But he just loves it.
I sit up and do that position. Like,
I like that too.
I'll rub her back or whatever, and then she'll be like, and then we're
you have a great view, right?
And then she'll be like, put that in there.
So, what's your position, Mo?
Well, I have a different ones, but one position I don't understand, you see it in every movie, sex scene, or TV, is when the guy's sitting up on the bed and then she's on top of him, like straddling him.
Face to face.
Does anyone ever actually have sex in that position? Because that is the go to.
That's the regular riding, right?
Every.
Not reverse, but regular riding.
But when you're sitting up and she's on you, like, I don't.
Yeah, you don't sit up.
You're kind of face
Nobody
to face hugging.
No one actually does
it's
that.
It's kind of difficult.
People do that. I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. It's not the most comfortable.
It doesn't last long.
It's usually you're laying
agree.
Back.
Right.
Letting them
somehow
back,
in movies, I guess they're like, this is where we can show the most without not showing a lot.
Right, for her to get leverage, too. I mean, unless your knees are folded and he's far enough back on the bed that you can be doing some bouncing. Because if your legs are around the back of him, too, then it's all he's just got to lift your whole weight.
I'm still curious. He hasn't said what his position is.
I bet I know what it is.
Okay, go.
Let's all guess what it is. I say it's spoon. With the belly out in front of her.
I say it's missionary, just a tip, because he doesn't want to hurt the baby.
Oh, you're saying, pregnancy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is definitely missionary, yeah.
Oh, missionary.
And I'm tipping, and she's like, you know.
Oh, you're tipping the whole time.
And she's like, you don't have to do that, you know, you're not going to.
Well, you don't want to knock and wake the baby up.
But yeah. I know, that's how, in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to, like, split her, I don't want to, like, pierce her head with the penis. And she's like, you're not going to.
Well, right. I mean,
it's going to be fine.
The human race would be over by now.
Hey, I was actually thinking this the other day. How did they know having sex wouldn't hurt the baby? Like, who was the guy who was so horny that at 9 months, like, yes, just give it a shot and throw it in there?
All the guys. Every guy went, yeah, we should still keep doing this.
Because it seems dangerous. Like, it seems dangerous. When you see it go in there, it's like a magic trick. You're like, well.
I would think a woman would express discomfort if she was like, oh, God, that feels like you're really doing some damage. I'm sure over the years that would have become a thing where you can't do that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still kind of trips me out. But I just sort of tip it. But
I think you'd be fine.
I don't know, probably. Yeah.
What do you mean tip? Like lean back?
No, you just sort of put the little bit in there.
Well, if you lean back, although one of the things that I've often, you know, when you get in a partnership and things that she used to be like, yeah, that's fine. Now she's like, put my fucking legs down. I'm trying to come. She doesn't want them pushed back by your ears. I don't understand it. Fat girls love that. Let me push on the back of your thighs.
I know.
And pound you.
I feel like that's the first thing women say to men when they really, like, finally get a little bit of, you know, when they're just like, all right, we've been together for a couple months.
Yeah,
and
we're
I can tell
established.
You, stop doing that. I don't like that.
That's the thing I was all into at the first part.
Yeah.
You don't like that either?
I don't think anyone likes that. I don't mind that.
Oh, you do like that?
Yeah. Not. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Sarah's got to put out that sex tape. This sounds like it was wild.
She is a wild lady.
Sounds like it was wild.
It wasn't wild. It's
and all the
regular
stuff she says, too, I'm sure it's crazy.
I wasn't that good at dirty talk back then.
She talks in accents and shit. Oh, really?
Well, listen, we've been together 33 or something years. I mean, I keep it interesting. For me, too.
Mix it up.
Do you ever get, because you're of your career, do you ever, while you're doing the talking and do you ever accidentally go into like a commercial break or anything like that?
Yeah.
This part also edited so we can keep our jobs.
Maybe that also.
Yeah, cut that
out. Cut that out, too. Yeah.
Cut that out.
Why, are they actually a sponsor?
Yeah, they're
actually
a sponsor.
Just gave another plug. Let's go.
Now, I don't think that.
How much of the show will be left when it's finished and ready?
The show will just be like, here's the secret show. I like watching myself jerk off. And that's for the show.
That's it. The end.
Thank you back to Bryn and Matt's Weird Thing Show.
The end. That's it.
Right. Mo Mandel, everybody.